Welcome to the AISB 4th and 5th Grade Social Studies Podcast. Hi, my name is Jessica.
Hi, my name is Mora. Today we're going to tell you about the Native American Pacific Northwest and
the way Tlingits adapted to the environment different from the other Native American groups.
Hey, Jessica, do you know what totem poles are?
No, I don't know. What are they?
Totem poles are carved logs that are painted with symbols called totems of animals or people.
Oh, I never knew about that.
Well, now you know.
Moha, did you know ever the way Tlingits adapted to the environment differed from the other Native American groups?
No, I did not know. Please tell me.
The way Tlingits adapted to their environment differed from the other Native American groups because the Native American got most of the goods and food from the sea, and the Tlingits traveled from canyons to get the food and goods.
Okay, now I know about it.
So this is the end of our podcast.
Until next time, bye!
Hi, my name is Imani.
And my name is Yasin.
Welcome to the AISB Grade 4 and
5 Social Studies Podcast. Imani, did you know that the first Native Americans followed animals that supplied their food and clothing?
Get out of here, Yasin. So you're saying that I'm actually wearing animal skin?
Maybe you are, maybe you're not.
Did you know that hunter-gatherers also gathered wild berries, mushrooms, and grasses? That's why we call them hunter-gatherers.
Yummy, except for the grass. Did you also know that archaeologists are people who study the tools, bones, and remains of ancient people?
Did you know when they came?
No one can say for sure when the first people arrived in the Americas.
Well, that's enough learning for today.
Bye, see you soon.
Welcome to the AISB Grade 4 and 5 Social Studies Podcast.
Hi, my name is Esther.
Hi, my name is Vino.
Today we're going to be talking about the Native Americans of the West.
The topic is how did the environment of the West affect their lives?
Did you know that the Inuits are different from the Native Americans of the California desert?
Really? Tell me about it.
Well, the Inuits were different because they had to find ways to live in Alaska, so they built igloos to stay warm. They get their food from the ocean. They also specifically hunt whales, walruses, seals, and fish. They used the skin for clothing and took the bones and made tools and weapons. The people from the Cali Desert and the regions of Coahuila and Palouse used desert plants, such as roots and cactus berries, for food. They also grew crops using irrigation. They dug wells and used the lakes to water fields of maize, squash, beans, and melons.
Oh, now I know the difference between the two. Thank you, Esther.
No problem, Zeno.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Bye. See you soon.
Welcome to the Grade 4 and 5 Social Study Podcast. Hi, my name is Esther.
And my name is Karim.
And my name is Axel.
Karim, did you know that the Omo was in about 1,200 civilization?
No, can you tell me more about it?
Okay, the old man developed the steamy rainforest of southern Mexico, kind what of the Mayas?
The Maya are person who was in life. They were 2,1600 civilization. The Maya rose in the same region of Olmec.
Oh, now I know what are the Olmec.
Caïm, est-ce que tu savais que les Mayas sont de grands artistes? Ils ont construit des pyramides et des palais pour leurs centaines de dieux. Ils ont aussi construit des gigantesques statues qui sont encore visibles de nos jours. C'est un peuple vraiment travailleur.
Non, je ne savais pas. Tu peux me parler encore des talents des Mayas?
See you soon for another podcast. Thank you.
Bye.
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 Hello, my name is Andrew.
Hello, my name is Kai.
Hi, my name is Heyman, and welcome to the Grade 4 and 5 Social Studies Podcast. And today we're going to be talking to you about the North American civilization.
All about the hohokam. The hohokam grew maize, beans, and squash, cut in the dry region, by using irrigation to guide water from the river to their fields. The hohokam also trapped rabbits, birds, and snakes. Hohokam built homes from adobe bricks made out of mud and straw.
Hey, Mon and Andrew, do you guys know about the ancestral Pueblo?
Please tell us about it.
Okay, so the ancestral Pueblo are a group that settled in the Southwest, and they lived in dwelling that looked like an apartment buildings built into the sides of cliffs.
Hey, Kai and Andrew, do you guys know about the Mound Builders? No, the Mound Builders are another group of the North that was in the North American civilization. The Mound Builders are a group of 1,000 people that developed in valleys and mountains and in deserts for 1,000 years.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.